Phoenix FM. It's Saturday here at Stand and Calling, and I'm here in the child friendly space talking to Sophie from War Child.
Hello.
Now, good morning. Yeah, it is the morning. People are gradually piling into here. And so the idea here is that there's a space that children can come to. And in some ways, this is very similar to what you would have in certain conflict areas as well. It's what you do elsewhere, isn't it?
It is. So it's one of the things that War Child does in many of the countries where we work. So we'll set up spaces, safe spaces for children to come in, to play, to learn, to meet other children, make friends, and it's also good for kind of getting to know children that are in the area, so we can get to know the families.
So in a conflict zone, anywhere, each individual case is unique, but in a conflict zone, you've got, it's just all hands on deck, you set this up immediately, and then it's for children to be children again, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'd set up these kind of spaces in, for example, refugee camps for people who've been displaced. And it's really important for them to have spaces to go to because they've suffered a lot of stress. It's very disruptive for them when they move. Families have lost everything. It can be very traumatic for them. Psychological kind of impacts of the things that they've been through can be quite severe. So it's really important to have those safe spaces for children to be able to go to, where families feel that they can trust to leave them there with trusted staff. And it's a good space for children to, we call them child-friendly, but we do all sorts of different activities within it. So they can be used for informal spaces for learning, but they also can just be play spaces for children, where we do different types of activities to try and help them come out of their shell, help them make friends, build their confidence, and just kind of alleviate some of the stress that they've suffered.
And you're tying up with siblings and parents and I suppose extended family as well in certain situations.
Yeah, so we also work with parents. So we often, in many of our countries, will run programs for parents to help them cope with some of the stresses as well that they've been through, because obviously the pressure that is coming from parents can also exert itself on children because they're trying to deal with many different forms of loss. So we also run programs for parenting to try and support mothers to look after their children, and to, again, a kind of social interaction with other mothers, where a space where they can go and talk about a lot of their problems and, you know, create some solidarity within the camps among families as well.
You come to a music festival. I suppose I do associate War Child a lot with music anyway. I mean, you've only really been in existence since the early 90s, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. So music is still a big part of what we do, and we still run a lot of music events as part of our fundraising. We also do a lot in gaming, so working in the gaming industry to raise money. So we like to kind of try and innovate in the things that we do to reach out to people to let them know who War Child are, and it's also a great way of kind of raising money as well for the charity. A lot of the places where we work, sometimes it can be quite hard to raise funds to go and work there, but it's really, really important that organisations have that money spare so that if we need to respond quickly, we can be there. We have a new programme in Yemen at the moment, and when we just set up a new project in Mosul in Iraq. So it's money from those types of fundraising activities like the music shows that helps us be more responsive more quickly and get there so we can reach out to these children and the families.
And this weekend you're raising awareness because all of this is free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all free, so it's a nice space for children to come to. It can be, this is a very lively kind of setting, so it's quite nice to have somewhere quiet. We've got a reading corner, we're doing some painting, we're doing mask making, colouring in. So it's just meant to be a relaxed space where children can come with their parents and just take some time out. It's similar to what we do in the field. In the field, it would be, you know, obviously here, this is a very safe place. But again, you know, these spaces, you can't underestimate how important they are in a camp setting where people, like I say, they're really very little there and not much for them to do. It really helps take children's minds off things when they're able to come in and take part in activities like this.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be putting all the details up on the Phoenix FM website for people who want to find out more. I can see the website as well, which is warchild.org.uk. You've all got the War Child t-shirts on. And really, I mean, longer term projects than anything, or doesn't it really work like that? You're just reacting immediately, as you said.
Yes, we work in Afghanistan, Iraq, Jordan, the Syrian response in Jordan. We're working in Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Yemen. So along with our sister organisation, War Child Holland, who work in slightly different countries, they work in South Sudan and Uganda. That's most of the conflict areas in the world. Unfortunately, these conflicts are just ongoing, so the need is ongoing as well. Many, many more people have been displaced, and the numbers of refugees globally have increased dramatically in the last kind of 10 years. So the need is definitely there, and we're doing our best to try and get to as many countries as we can and to as many people as we can.
And as I say, raising awareness as well. So more information at warchild.org.uk. Look, thank you so much for speaking to Phoenix FM.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There you go.